North State Public Radio. I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Thursday, June 20th. A report from the Shasta County Grand Jury last week found that inmates at the jail were not properly screened or treated for MRSA. It's a type of staph infection that is contagious and prevalent in jails, prisons, and hospitals. The grand jury said in the report that it interviewed inmates who either had the infection at the time they were arrested or caught it at the jail. The jury found their treatment was substandard, putting both staff and inmates at risk. It recommended better procedures to be put in place to treat and prevent the spread of MRSA by the end of the year. Those include properly screening for the infection, educating medical staff at the jail, sanitizing common areas, and frequently changing bedding. And in other news, the city of Oroville is looking to overhaul the way citizens report non-emergency needs. NSPR's Alex Stetson has more.
Whether it's a road full of potholes or a downed traffic sign, Oroville residents need an open line of communication with the city. The city reports on its website that it is looking to set up a 311 Citizens Relationship Management solution. The web platform allows citizens to report non-emergencies and the city to send out messages. It will also let residents get updates on their requests and view reports made by other members of the public online. The city of Oroville says on its website that it is accepting proposals for vendors who can create and manage the system. Those applications are being accepted through July 10th. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutzen.
Butte County will hold two more community meetings about its new program to provide no-cost building plans that are suitable for disaster recovery housing. Six prototype floor plans will be available to view at the meetings. They include tiny homes, accessory dwelling buildings, and primary dwellings. Three of these prototypes will be chosen for the program. Officials from the county's Planning, Building, and Environmental Health Divisions, as well as Butte County Fire, will be on hand to answer questions. The next meeting is today at the Berry Creek Community Church, this evening from 6 to 8. The final meeting will take place at the Southside Oroville Community Center next Wednesday. And if you feel like your workplace has too many meetings, you're not alone. It's a question currently being weighed by the Plumas County Board of Supervisors. According to reporting by the Plumas Sun, the proposal to drop from three board meetings a month to two was recently put forth by the county's administrative officer. They argued one fewer meeting would save money and allow staff to get work done rather than prepare for meetings. The news outlet reports there were mixed reactions to the proposal. While one supervisor agreed, saying it would reduce travel time, the county's sheriff questioned if fewer meetings would mean a delay in getting actions approved. Some also argued that more meetings improves democracy, as it gives the public more access to the supervisors. The decision was tabled for later this month. And firefighters are working to contain the Sites fire in Colusa County. It's currently at 10% containment as of the latest update last night. The blaze is just southeast of Stony Ford and began on Monday afternoon. CAL FIRE spokesperson Jason Clay says crews made progress handling the western flank of the fire.
In the last 3 days for our unit, we've had more acres burned than we did in the three previous years combined.
So far, there have been no injuries or damage to structures reported. There are some evacuation warnings and orders in place. Clay says CAL FIRE wants residents to stay up to date and sign up for emergency alerts through their counties. And finally, yesterday was Juneteenth, and the state Senate passed a resolution commemorating the day. Juneteenth celebrates the end of slavery in the U.S. Los Angeles Democratic Senator Stephen Bradford is the resolution's author.
This celebration is not just about a day off. It's about understanding our history, understanding the work that we're still trying to achieve as a state, as a nation, but also to recognize the tremendous sacrifices of those descendants of slavery.
The measure urges Californians to join in celebrating Juneteenth as a day to honor and reflect on the significant role African Americans have played in the history of the U.S. and how they have enriched society through their steadfast commitment to promoting unity and equality. Juneteenth is a federal holiday. And those are your headlines for Thursday, June 20th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.